You're listening to SBS News.
Scott Morrison's Solomon Islands visit is his first overseas trip since being elected and the first by an Australian Prime Minister to the Solomons in more than a decade. And one of his first tasks was bilateral talks with newly elected Solomon Islands Prime Minister Manessa Sogavare. Another was announcing that Australia is pushing forward with its spending of $250 million on infrastructure in the Solomons.
Solomon Islands is our third largest recipient of overseas development assistance from Australia. And those programs go across the broad nature of the relationship, in health programs, education programs, in justice and law and order programs, and importantly in economic development and in infrastructure. And in the discussions that we've had today, we were able to confirm that over the next decade, that $250 million from that program will be dedicated to infrastructure projects here in Solomon Islands.
Australia will also provide loans worth almost $3 million to temporary workers from the Solomons who want to come to Australia under labour mobility schemes. The program will focus on the existing aid budget and will be redirected from programs that focus on education, health and governance. Violence and civil unrest in the country related to political uncertainty and land disputes starting in 2003 saw Australia lead an assistance mission that officially ended in 2017. Speaking at an event at police headquarters in the capital, Prime Minister Sogavare talked of the strong relationship between the two countries forged by Australia's role in the former regional assistance mission to the Solomon Islands.
And I recall the sad period in our history during the tension when safety was no longer being enjoyed by our people, where public disorder and lawlessness reigned, where economic activity stalled, and where the government was unable to function properly to look after its own people. This ailing situation left Solomon Islands struggling. Australia answered the call and helped us restore law and order.
The two leaders also discussed the increasing presence of China in the Pacific and the Solomon Islands' relations with Taiwan. The Solomon Islands is one of the few nations to acknowledge Taiwan as a sovereign state, something China would like to change as China doesn't recognise Taiwan's independence. Mr. Sogavare has indicated he would reconsider the country's ties with Taiwan, but his predecessor, Rick Huenapila, says the current relationship should remain, adding the Solomon Islands is one of the last bastions against Chinese influence in the region.
The China sort of influence in this region is huge, and for us in the region, in the Pacific region, this is growing, I mean the Chinese influence. Of all the major countries in the region, Solomon Islands is the only country that hasn't got diplomatic relations with China.
Mr. Morrison says Australia's relationship with the Solomon Islands shouldn't be seen in relation to the rivalry between China and the United States in the Pacific. Mr. Morrison will next travel to the United Kingdom to represent Australia at the 75th anniversary commemorations of the D-Day landings. During the visit, he'll meet with British Prime Minister Theresa May, United States President Donald Trump, French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.